I'm Mike Sweeney. This is the Simplified Body Podcast.
What's going on, folks? Mike Sweeney back with another random episode. So, just got done with my run this morning. I think it's about 8:30 still. And the wind is blowing, so yeah, hopefully that doesn't disrupt things too much. And so what I thought I wanted to share today was something that I've been thinking about a lot recently and testing out and doing a lot of research on. And something that seems to make a massive difference to sort of levels of motivation and levels of client adherence, if you like. And it kind of relates to this topic of motivation, really. And I like to think of this as motivation hacking. Another word, hacking, has some, in some circles, some negative connotations attached to it, but for me, I like that word in this context, really, just because it's, for me, it's about just doing stuff that is maybe unusual, doing stuff in a slightly different way to almost like make the system do what you want it to do, versus, what it does by default, if that makes any sense at all. And what I'm referring to is, I'm trying to think of an example, but I can't think of one off the top of my head, but if you think of how most people approach weight loss, right, like a lot of people, when they start out, they think, right, I want to lose weight, or maybe for them it's I need to lose weight. And a lot of people, the first thing they will do is they'll go, right, I need to cut out junk food. I need to cut out, maybe alcohol. I need to not drink so many Starbucks. I need to stop going out on the weekend. I need to do more exercise. So a lot of people approach it that way, and I have in the past, like a lot over the years. I tell my clients all the time that I think, and at least clients have told me this in the past, which is why I've started thinking this, is I think a big reason that people like working with myself, and the big reason why, I put so much thought into the details of what I'm doing, is because I either have or have had all of the same struggles and more as a lot of clients. It's why I put a lot of time into figuring stuff out. But anyway, getting back to the point. I've noticed in clients, and the research aligns with what I'm about to say as well, which is interesting. But I've definitely noticed that if you approach your goals in a way like, I'm gonna cut this out, right? I'm gonna do that less. I'm gonna have less of that. I'm gonna avoid this. I'm gonna limit that. Then that can be quite good to get you started, because sometimes that gives you a lot of energy. The thing I realized about myself recently is that one of my biggest motivating sort of factors, if you like, is when somebody tells me I can't do something. For me, that just gives me a lot of energy, right? And I'm really keen then to prove them wrong. Like, it's no secret that that's really the reason I ended up competing in and winning trophies in bodybuilding, because I wasn't in shape at the time. Told a friend, oh, I'm thinking about doing this. That friend told me, no, you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to pull that off. And for me, then that gave me a lot of energy then to prove that person wrong, which is ultimately what I did. But like I said, when that kind of motivation is, in the research they call it avoidance orientation, right? So I'm going to not do this, I'm going to cut that out, I'm going to prove them wrong, I'm going to, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And like I said, it's really good to get you started, but I've noticed that it doesn't really sustain you very well. Not at all. Especially over the long term. And even if it does, then what seems to happen is it leads to a lot of negative type feelings and thoughts, right? Because you almost, over the long term, you almost kind of feel like you have to do it, right? Not necessarily that you want to, but you know, you have to. When that initial thing gets old, right? Like, I'm going to cut out ice cream because I want to lose weight. 2 or 3 weeks in, and you're thinking, you know, this is a bit boring now. I kind of really miss ice cream. like, that then leads to feelings of, oh, well, you know, life's getting a bit more boring. This diet's boring. And is it really worth it? And all of that kind of stuff. And the research tells us that when people are mostly motivated by moving away from stuff, by avoiding stuff, by subtracting stuff out of their diet, out of their lifestyle, over the long term, they become increasingly unhappy. And that's even if they sustain that effort, which a lot of the times they don't, right? Because when people start off their goals like, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to avoid that, I'm going to limit that, I'm going to take this out. As I've just described, you know, maybe it's 3 days, 3 weeks, maybe it's 3 months, but eventually that gets boring, right? You know, low-carb diets are, you know, famously fit into this camp, right? I've seen and met a lot of people who, you know, start off their plan with good intentions, right? I'm going to cut out carbohydrates. And so they cut them out and, you know, maybe they lose 10, 15, 20 pounds. But then at some point, they just start feeling like, well, you know, everybody's eating carbohydrates and I'm not, and I can't even go to the restaurant and it's hard and is it really worth it? And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So where the hacking bit comes in, and this is gonna maybe seem obvious for some people, but if you observe most of your clients, if you observe yourself, you'll notice that, you know, when you approach goals for yourself, you're sometimes approaching them in that way, like you're approaching something, you're trying to get something, like the benefit of something. And sometimes you're just trying to avoid stuff. You know, like if you're at work and there's a deadline, your boss has, you know, told you to write this report and it's got to be in by Friday afternoon and it's Friday morning and you've not done it, right? Like you're going to get it done because you're avoiding, obviously, the negative consequences of that. And that's fine, like I said, short term. But then long term, really, we kind of need to instill in ourselves a more, again, what the researchers call approach orientation, right? Or, I mean, you can think of this as in just adding stuff rather than subtracting stuff, right? Or just in a more positive, I suppose in a more positive sense, really. And that's really the side of things that will sustain you and your clients long term. Like I said, taking stuff out, avoiding stuff, proving people wrong, that kind of negative energy type stuff, really good to get you started. But again, the research demonstrates that over time that leads to lots of feelings of unhappiness, which I've definitely experienced. When I competed in bodybuilding, that's how it started for me. And for that entire year of my initial prep, there was definitely a lot of, if I'm honest, like a lot of negative thoughts and feelings and, you know, feeling of missing out, and every day was just like, you know, do I really want to do this, and that kind of thing, you know, whereas if I was doing it, I suppose, for the right reasons, right? So more of an approach orientated sort of motivation, if you like, then that leads to what I call just happy effort, right? Because you're energized still, but in a, I suppose, in a more positive way, and in a way that is almost effortless, right? And I've noticed this with myself in just tweaking things so that they are more approach orientated, like with my goals and stuff. And I'll give you a really simple example. So I work my goals and targets and stuff in 90-day blocks, as I do with my clients. And there's a good reason for that, by the way, not to get too off track, but again, when we look at the literature on goal setting, when people set goals that are quite far in advance, they tend to discount the importance of them. They call it hyperbolic discounting, right? So if somebody goes, right, next year, I wanna be lean, I wanna be fit. Next year, I wanna be rich. Next year, I wanna whatever, right? Then cognitively, because it's next year and we've got ages yet, a lot of people tend to discount the importance, and so they don't get started right now. And so that's just one reason to work in those 90-day blocks, because you got your 90-day blocks, your 60-day and your 30-day benchmarks, and then all of a sudden, okay, the deadline's coming, let's crack on, kind of thing. But anyway, I'm getting off track. So my simple example of the impact and the difference in getting clients and getting yourself to tweak things towards a more approach-orientated motivation style is, so at the beginning of this current 90-day block, I'm almost 30 days in, I set this target of to drink less caffeine. That was my original goal, but because of this whole thing of, you know, avoidance-orientated goals lead to negative feelings, etc., blah, 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 I was like, right, how can I make this an approach-type goal? So I thought, right, I will make it, rather than cutting out caffeine entirely, I will make it so I can have one caffeinated drink in a day, right? And at the time, I thought, well, maybe that's an approach goal because, because I'm allowing myself, well, I get to have one, right? But then what I found is, as the weeks unraveled, what I found is actually that turned out to be more of an avoidance-orientated goal for me, because I'm a bit of a caffeine fiend, and my habitual, like, if I'm just not paying any conscious attention to what I'm doing, I probably have 3, 4, 5 caffeinated drinks in a day, which for me isn't really, it's not a really great habit, really. My sleep suffers, my concentration suffers, blah, 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 blah. So it ended up being this more slightly avoidance, this more negative, this more I'm taking stuff out, right? Because I'm normally having 3 or more caffeinated drinks a day, trying to limit myself to 1, right? So I've subtracted stuff. And then as the weeks have unraveled, I've just noticed that, yeah, do you know, like, this just isn't feeling good. It's feeling like shitloads of effort. And because it's feeling like a lot of effort, like, it's just on my mind all the time. I can't have that. I can't have that. I can't have it. I can't have it. Right? So what I did instead was, rather than focus on the subtraction of something, the taking out of something, the avoiding of something, right? I thought, well, I will focus more on what can I add, right? And so I forgot the caffeine goal entirely, deleted that, rewrote the thing so that the target now is just to wake up at 6 a.m. every day, right? And this seems totally unrelated, except when you consider the fact that for me to get up at 6 a.m. every day, and to be able to get up and have energy, right? I need to keep a lid on my caffeine intake, right? So So that then becomes more of a an approach. And it's more of an approach goal because really, like, getting up at 6 a.m., what that allows me to do is just lots of good stuff, right? So my wife and I had a baby 5-6 weeks ago. They tend to get up about, you know, 9 a.m. or so. So for me to get up at 6 a.m, that gives me a really good opportunity to get my morning routine done, get my morning run done like I have today, and get some work done before they get up, so that then when they do get up, if I take the baby for half an hour, so that my wife can get herself sorted, then I've already got a bunch of stuff done, and obviously I'm already feeling good about my day. So hopefully you can see how that is more of an approach goal, and that leads into more of what I call this happy effort state, right? And over the last few weeks of tweaking things in that way, the caffeine thing has just become effortless, right? My caffeine intake is down, probably the lowest it's been in quite a long time consistently. And it doesn't feel like effort, it's not on my mind, right? And this is just, like I said, a really simple, simple example of, like I said, tweaking things from an avoidance orientation to a more approach.